DJW KF4NXY.
How are you and Miss Marie today?
Doing pretty good. I think I need to do a little work on this mobile installation in this old car. It's picking up a lot of static. I don't know if I don't have it grounded good or what the deal is.
Now and then. And then it gets over it. I don't have a very good ground either. It could be the same problem.
Got a good antenna, but the magnetic mount I'm using is not of the greatest quality.
Diamond mount set. The top of them's all rubber, and where it meets the car is rubberized. So there's no metal exposed. Those are pretty good. I don't know if you've ever tried those or not. I've gone through about four of them over the last 20 years.
I got some kind of, like I say, it's a magnetic mount, and, it's an off-brand, but I think the top of it is kind of rubberized, but I don't know. I've got another one in a box in there that's got a lot stronger magnet, and I'm going to try swapping it out and see how it does.
No problem. I don't know. Sometimes I guess they get moisture in there. I noticed I took my truck, I have the same antenna on the top of my truck, and when I took it off, it's been up there since like 2004. And when I took it off to wash the truck, I noticed it started, the paint started bubbling underneath of it. I guess moisture gets in there, and then rust starts underneath the paint.
Yeah, that can happen. I probably need to check this one out. I inherited my mom's old Lincoln Town car, and that's what I've got this set up in, and I ordered it. I just got a little cheapest Yaesu mobile radio I could find, but like I say, I've got, the antenna itself is a good antenna. It's just I think the mount might be the issue.
Plugged into the repeater. You're out mobile now?
I'm about 30 miles south of Greenville, coming to the end of my street, fixing to get on 25 and head north.
Got the repeater at full scale. I don't know how much power you're using, but it's full scale and full quieting. Couldn't ask for more.
Great to know, because I was concerned about, how it was getting into the repeater, because it's one of them deals where, you just don't know till you kind of try it out a little bit.
One drawback to ham radio, you don't know what you sound like till somebody tells you. Well, you can go to the repeater recordings, but that's a lot of hassle sometimes.
Well, what you out and about doing this morning?
My least favorite thing of all. They prepped one of my teeth for a crown 3 weeks ago, and my 3 weeks is up. My 3 weeks of freedom from the dentist is up, and now I got to go pay my dues. They got to snap the top of the tooth on. It should be quick, but I don't like going to the dentist for any reason.
Quit doing that several years ago. Went with a complete set of dentures, and every 5 years you can get a new set. So I went and had the impressions done, and I'm picking up my new set the first of next month.
I'm going to hang on to what I got as long as I can. I know that's not going to last forever, but try to stretch it out as long as I can, and I imagine we'll all be in that same boat one day.
I definitely wish I'd have took care of mine over the years, and wish I still had my original teeth, but I kind of got careless with them, and quit going to the dentist regularly to keep them maintained, and you do that, and it ain't long. You're pulling a tooth here and pulling a tooth there, and then you're say, ah, the heck with it. Just get them all pulled and go with the false teeth.
Father-in-law did that. My ex-father-in-law, not the one I got now. But I remember when he did that, and I looked at him, I said, are you sure you want to do that? And he said, yep, be sure. He said, yep, and he smiled, and he went and did it.
It was, getting painful and expensive to try and maintain the original teeth, fillings and partial plates and all that, and just, finally just went the other way with it, and the set I got right now fits pretty good, but over time, your jaw, changes over the years, so about every 5 years, you need to get a new set.
Nowhere near as painful as when they're working on your teeth. I just don't like anybody poking around in my eyes or my teeth or anything like that, but it's got to be done, I guess. At some point, I got to get over that,
If your eyes, that's the next thing I need to do. I'm diabetic, and I go in, about once a year, and my eye doctor does a map type thing of my eyeballs, and can kind of look to see if the sugar condition is doing any damage to my eyes.
Not so much, other than just going to get a checkup and get a correction to the lenses once every 10 years or something like that. I started that about 10 or 15 years ago, but I got serious about my teeth about 10 years ago. Everything happened when I was about 55 years old. I decided that I was able to go that first 55 years without having to worry about much anything, and those days are gone. Anyway, David, I'm pulling into the dentist's office, so I got to go pay my dues. Anyway, you and Mr. Marie, enjoy your day. If you're still out and about when I get out, I'll talk to you again a little bit later. KF4XY, W4DJW.
You have a good day. Yeah, I wanted to ask you right quick about the field day. Did y'all kind of decide that's where you want to do it, or still going to be looking some other options?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of confirming it with everybody in the meeting, and I think it'll be done. I think it'll be a done deal. It's a really good place for a field day.
Well, great. If I don't see you before then, I'll see you there for field day. Have a good day. KF4NXY.
All right. You have a good day, too. W4DJW clear.
KM6MCT, I'm here on vacation here in DuPont, and David, I'm a retired dentist, and I heard your conversation. You had a very interesting conversation. I just wanted to make comments about that, and it was very thoughtful to be able to hear that conversation. I don't know if you're getting my copy here, but let me know. Over.
I can copy you. A good bit of white noise, but I got a copy on you. I don't have real good receive in this vehicle.
I'm here connecting with my wife for tea, and before that, I was in California. But I noticed your call sign. Or no, I think your call sign was. Are you from California, or where are you from?
From here in South Carolina. It's Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee.
Yeah, I was a dentist for 40 years, and I definitely advise do the best you can and tell the partner there. I know your name's David. I forgot the other fellow's name, but whatever you can do to keep them as long as you possibly can, that's the best thing to do. And yeah, over time, things break and things need to be fixed, but it's good that he goes there. And over time, you get comfortable, and before you know it, it won't bother you when you go in the office. But, and you're absolutely right. Most of the time, those, if you have upper and lower plates, it's 8 years, and then you're going to have them either reline on the fifth year or the eighth year or make a new set. You're absolutely right on that. Usually about 8 years is the max you can go on those. Over.
Well, I'm glad to meet you. I find around, you know, people with, you know, different backgrounds and, you know, on ham radio, and I hope you enjoy your visit to the area.
Having a great time. My wife is into horses. She's got her girlfriends riding horses, and I've got a bad knee, so I can't really do much. But I'm enjoying the beautiful area here, and I'm not used to this area. It's absolutely gorgeous. I love it. And South Carolina, I don't know how far I am from where you are, but it's beautiful back east here. I think it's gorgeous. And, David, it's really been fun listening to your conversation and making a contact with you. I'm here with a handheld, and I'm actually surprised you can hear me because I'm buried here in the DuPont Forest. And that's it. I'll send it over to you.
Not real familiar with you know exactly where DuPont Forest is, but this repeater is a few miles south of the South Carolina North Carolina line, and it's got pretty good elevation on it, and I would assume, you know, where you're at in that forest, you might have a good elevation to, you know, be getting into the machine, because the closer I'm getting into Greenville, the better I'm picking the machine up. So, you know, like I say, you got just a little bit of white noise, but to be on a handy talkie, I think you're doing real well.
Actually have my own radio here, 5-watt handheld. And I had it programmed with some California folks out there with their personal call signs on there. And I'm just switching channels, heading up there, and I caught your conversation. I thought, oh, my gosh, this is a great conversation. I had to jump in and introduce myself and say hello. And so anyhow, I'm actually not that good at the radio. Even though I have a general license, I hadn't been involved for the last couple of years, but I've regressed back to the technical level, so it's just great to make a contact with you. Pick me up. I got to reset here. Over.
I don't know if I got your name a while ago. If you could come back with your name again, I'd appreciate it.
My name is Stan, as in Stanley. And originally from Southern California, we moved a few years ago back to Tennessee, and it was because my daughter moved there with all my grandkids, and I just followed her, and so I don't think I'd ever go back to the West Coast because it's too nice here, and the folks are wonderful. But anyhow, that's my name, Stan, and a retired dentist, and that's my story. Over.
Very glad to meet you, Stan. My email's good on QRZ. Shoot me an email, and, you know, if you're in this area for a little while, maybe we can get together and have a cup of coffee and do lunch or something. Like I say, it's been nice, real nice talking with you. I got a few more miles to go before I get to where I'm going, but... like I say, I've enjoyed talking with you.
Call sign is KM6 MCT. That's Kilo Mike 6, Mike Zulu Tango. And I'm out here in this forest where there is no cell service, so I brought my radio so I can have some sort of conversation. But there's no internet, nothing here. And just these ladies and horses. But having a great time. The weather's gorgeous. It's probably like 68 degrees out right now, and I'm having a great time. I know you're going to be stopping here real soon, so I'm going to stay clear and 73, and enjoyed it. And if you can give me your call sign back again, that'd be great.
I'll do that. Call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 4 November X-ray Yankee KF4 NXY David, and the fellow I was talking to, his name's David, DJW, W4DJW, and we're in the same local ham club, so we were, you know, kind of talking a little bit about field day, but yeah, I'm almost at my destination, so you have a good day, and I'll try and catch you again. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
And 73, David, have a great one. Talk to you later.
Question mark, KG4EHV.
Yes, this is KM6. Go ahead with your question, over.
KM6 question mark, KG4EHV. Sorry, I didn't get your suffix, old man, but just heard you on frequency and wanted to see where you got your 6 call, over.
KM6, MZT, Kilo Mike 6, Mike Zulu Tango, and I am here in the DuPont forest here in North Carolina, and it's where they filmed the movie Last Beacons with a waterfall where you can call underneath it, and it's absolutely here. I'm here with a wife's horseback riding club camping out. It's absolutely gorgeous. So that's what's going on. Over.
Okay, very good. Welcome to the area. Yeah, I'm right up the street. I'm about 3 or 4 miles from you. I'm in Transylvania County. You're in Henderson County, but not very far apart if you're in DuPont Forest. But I was wondering where in California you're from. Over.
So, a little town, Southern California called Marietta, California. It was real, right next to Temecula. More people remember the name Temecula because of the Southern California wineries there. But it's like Marietta and Temecula are right next to each other. It's like the same city. But that was my address. But I lived up at about a 2,000-foot elevation, about 12 miles as the crow flies from the Pacific Ocean. And my back door was Camp Pendleton, and over that I could climb to the top of the mountain. I could see over Camp Pendleton down to the ocean. So that's where I lived. It was a beautiful area. Had acreage up there and apple trees and mountain lions and coyotes. But that's me, and my name is Stan. What was your name? Over.
KM6MZT, KG4EHV, you've got Rich on this end, Romeo India Charlie Hotel. I was just wondering, I heard the 6 call. I won't keep it, but I was born and raised in Simi Valley. Spent about 17 years there and been here about 46 years. So I just heard your 6 call and just wanted to see where you're from. Over.
Man, I tell you what, yeah, I was originally from Kansas, grew up on a farm there, lived in California, but I am actually very glad to be here. And Simi Valley, yes, so I spent a year in Thousand Oaks, and that's not that far. I used to ride motorcycles when I was about 15 years old, all the way through the back valley where they filmed some of those. They had some of those Western stage old towns back there that we would ride our motorcycles to over to Simi Valley. Anyhow, it was a lot of fun, but I don't know if you got my copy on that. Over.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I'm quite familiar with T.O., Moore Park, Ojai. You probably rode through Corriganville. That's where they filmed a whole lot of these shows, but that and Bell Canyon. MASH was filmed there between Simi and Malibu. But a lot of good times out there. Over.
Canyon behind Newberry Park, and a big canyon, and we used to have it as a swimming hole, and there was an old airport there. It's probably all developed now, but that was back in 1967 when we were riding through there, and there was some old Western studio stagecoach type buildings back way back in that valley. And we used to ride back in there, and it was a lot of fun. Had a great time there. Over.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, they filmed Little House on the Prairie up Capo Canyon in Simi Valley, and we used to ride our bikes up there until the directors and producers and all that got in their truck and started chasing us off. But But good times, good times. I'll let you go, old man. Thanks for the reminiscing, and you take care and enjoy your visit here. And hopefully your lady friends will have fun horseback riding. KM6 MZT KG4 EHB 73, sir.
Nice talking to you. This is, I forgot the name of the town you were in, and you're close by. This is my first time here in this part of North Carolina. I've been to the Biltmore, but I've never been here or anywhere else. And I love it. But I think you made a very good move leaving California. And anyhow, I'll say 73, and I'll listen in if you have any more comments. Over.
I'm in Penrose. I'm right up the road from you. I don't know how you came in off Crab Creek, but we're right over the line in Transylvania County. 73 KG4 EHV.
You have a great day. I really enjoyed the contact. And so it's KM6 MZT, and I'll say 73. MZT, this is AC6IW. Good IW.
This is AC6IW, Alpha Charlie 6 India Whiskey. I've heard you saying you're from California, too.
Right, from Southern California, Murrieta, California. And again, my call sign is KM6MZT. And just pause here for 1 second. My wife needs a Band-Aid, and I'll grab it. I'll come right back. Hold on for a minute. This is AC6IW standing by.
Jack Sass Mobile.
4 CBA Mobile.
Morning, Dave.
And what you up to this morning?
Well, doing my usual, heading down to a customer's house down in Gray Court. I'm going to go look at the system and see if I can get it up and running.
So good for you. I'm headed out to play some tennis. About that.
Things, you know, it just information just kind of falls my way, you know.
Yeah, we actually we got together Friday and Saturday night, but it was a lot of fun.
Excellent. Yeah, Steve was telling me they actually him and his wife stayed right at the hotel, which is really a good idea, you know, especially if you know, you don't want to drive home after all that.
He's got a pretty good drive from his place. It's only about 15 minutes. I live in Taylor's, and it's only about 15 minutes to Embassy Suites there on Verde. So, you know, we just drove over. But we got to see a lot of folks that that I knew back in the day. In fact, and then my wife struck up a conversation with one of the wives, and come to find out she taught one of our nephews and worked with one of our nieces. So small world.
Excellent. I think Jimmy was there too, N4MMW. He was there. I think one fella who didn't make it, I think, passed away, Lynn Rochester. I think he was part of your group, too, wasn't he?
Saw Jimmy and his wife Friday night, and who were you talking about that you said passed away?
Well, it was a fella who worked on a couple of my guitar amps. Lynn Rochester, he and Jimmy and Steve knew him. I think he was right around the same year as you guys. He passed away this year.
I remember Lynn. He played trombone in the marching band, and we graduated the same year. He was a nut, and and he had a he had a rock band too. He played in a rock band and all that. But I heard about him passing away. It was a few months back. back, but I really hated to hear that.
That guy, man, he was smart as a whip when it comes to repairing tube amps and, you know, guitar amps, I'm talking, not RF, but he was, I was going to have him work on one of my amps, and then I found out he passed away. I'm like, oh, no, my gosh, you know, that was kind of a sudden thing.
Well, I didn't realize he actually worked on them, but anyway, but that's great. Yeah, Lynn was always, I knew he was smart. He was one of the kind of hippie types back in the early 70s there at Eastside High School.
Man, I wish I know he moved back into his house a few months ago. After the tree fell on it, they had to, I guess they had to have the house rebuilt. I wish I knew his address. I'd send him, contact his wife and send him my regards. Anyway, enough about that. I'm heading down to Great Court. I'm going to go look at the system. And I got to come back and I got some work ahead of me. My gosh. Wow. I got some definite work ahead of me this week. You're retired. I'm still working. What the heck? How's that working out?
Good for me. yeah, but you know, work. You know, if you got some work waiting on you, that's what I call job security.
Oh yeah, you know, Davey needs a new radio, or Davey needs a new guitar, or something. You know, I got to have a little cash and have a little cash in the pocket to do that.
No, when I was in the ministry, there was a while there that I usually worked two jobs, and I worked on cars part-time, and I did some of that work I did in the driveway there at the house, and all that money, I could use some of that money to spend on ham radio gear, and my wife wouldn't get upset about it.
I got the same problem with, you know, if I buy another guitar or something, you know, I'll probably catch a little bit of grief, but whatever. Hey, I'm at the age where, you know, everything we have is paid for. You know, I don't have any major debt or anything except for, you know, my monthly bills and stuff, which is enough debt anyway, the way things are going. My gosh, I can't believe what the price of vacuum tubes are going for. I could normally retube one of my amps for like $80. You know, four EL84 tubes and a couple of preamp tubes, and now it's like $150, $160, $170 for a set of tubes. Yeah, darn near doubled. I couldn't believe it.
KB4 CPA. Yep, everything's gone up, and you know, tubes are getting more scarce. You know, and of course they're still making a lot of them, and so, yep, they're just going up, and it's like everything else. And if you want one, you got to pay the price.
My goodness, oof! I couldn't believe. I got to see here. I got to turn. I got to turn that way. I got to see my GPS is telling me to turn here, and I just got to make sure I'm going on the right road. But my gosh, you know, part of the problem, I think, is the tubes are not made in the U.S. anymore. They're made overseas, and I think that's what part of the problem is. You know, you got to bring them in from out of the country, and, boy, we're really getting raked over the coals on them.
That doesn't surprise me, and... Yeah, that doesn't help the price, does it? I've got an old Fender amp, and it's Deluxe 60, I think 65, I had it it plugged in. I had a cable plugged into it, and my oldest grandson walked by it and brushed against the cable, and come to find out, I didn't realize it, but the input was plastic, and it broke. So I've got to find a input for that thing, and well, I'll take it apart and see what's going to be involved and put it in. You know, the old ones, you just screwed them on there, and that was it. And, you know, soldered a couple of wires. But I don't know if this is integrated into a circuit board or what, so I'll have to take it apart and look at it. But this amp is, I've never seen one like it. It has red knobs on it instead of the usual color knobs. It's a nice amp, and I really enjoy it.
For amps, the reissues and whatnot that have a lot of circuit boards in them, a lot of those input jacks are soldered right to the board. And what you can do is, you know, you buy the old-style switchcraft, and you mount the switchcraft connector, and you run little jumper wires to the board, and it's a lot better positive connection when you plug the cable in, because that plastic, two or three of my amps are like that. They're plastic input jacks, and they're just terrible. You jiggle them a little too much, and they get noisy. Anyway, Dave, I'm getting down here. Let me get out of here. I'm getting close to my customer's house. I will catch you a little later today, perhaps. You have a good day. Have fun playing tennis. KB4CBA, KB2HXS.
Well, yeah, enjoy your day, and don't work too hard. And I just backed into the parking place here, so I'm ready to jump out and see if I can hit that little yellow ball. You have a good one. KB4CBA clear.
All right, Dave, 73, KB2HXS.
6IW monitoring.
KB2HXS. Name here is Dave. I'm going to be designated here in a couple of minutes. I heard you in earlier there. I just wanted to say good morning.
Yeah, whereabouts are you? I just was jumping on. There was some guy that was on here earlier that was talking about being from California, and I think was up at Biltmore House. I didn't know if he's still around. I'm in Greenville, kind of near the Sims Library on Helm Road.
I'm coming down here to Gray Court, which is kind of southeast of Greenville area. I'm not too familiar with the geography around here myself. I moved up from Florida 3 years ago, so, and the calls come from Long Island. So, yeah, that's about where I'm at.
And Gray Court is. Yeah, I was wondering if you're from New York. Your accent sounds like it. I'm originally from California.
Well, I don't have an accent, do I? Oh, darn.
Well, I probably sound like I'm from California, but I thought maybe you were from New York or New Jersey or something.
I grew up on Long Island, New York. That's where I was licensed many, many moons ago, and then wound up here. Lived in Florida for 20 years, and moved up here to have some seasons. Yeah, it's a little warmer in Florida than I really like. It's, you know, not so much the area. It's more the heat. You get tired of the heat after a while.
Yeah, I was born in Bakersfield, California, and lived in Southern California. It's more dry out there than out here. So for me, the humidity was kind of the thing that always gets me in the summer. But, I mean, I'm kind of used to it now.
Not that bad here. If you go to Florida, it's like 90% humidity pretty much all the time. And I'm getting kind of in the fringe here, I think. The machine's getting a little noisy to me. I don't know how I'm making it. But, yeah, the humidity around here isn't all that bad most of the time. Because we're technically, I don't think we're really in a tropical zone. We're kind of in the, like, northern tropical zone as far as the weather and rain and all that kind of stuff. But if you really want to experience some humidity, go to Florida for a week.
A couple summers ago, I went down to Tampa Bay in that area in the, like in late July with my daughter for a ballet thing. And it was much more humid than here.
Okay, I'm getting a little noisy down here, I'm sure. You have a good morning, and we'll, I'm sure we'll catch you again on the machine. This is KP2HXS. We'll be out of here. I'm going to be destinating in a few minutes anyway.
AC6IW clear.
All right, AC6IW, KP2HXS clear. 73.
IW, KG4EHV.
For EHV, this is AC6IW.
I was going to see if Stan was going to come back. He was the one that was camping in DuPont Forest, KM6MZT. And my call is KG4AHV. Name's Rich, Romeo India Charlie Hotel. I'm located in Penrose, North Carolina. But I heard you say you're from California also.
In 1997, so I've been here quite a long time, but originally from Bakersfield and then lived and went to college in the San Fernando Valley, like Reseda, Granada Hills, and then later Valencia, and Northridge, and all that area down in that part of the state.
Okay, very good. I've been to Northridge and Reseda and Granada Hills and Woodland Hills, been all over. But I'm native also from Simi. But I was going to tell you, I think one of the hottest summers I ever spent was in Shafter, stacking hay and gathering hay and all. And as I recall, that's pretty close to Bakersfield.
Of Chester? I mean, there's a Chester Avenue in Bakersfield.
No, town of Shafter.
Oh, Shafter, yeah, I know where Shafter is. Yeah, Bakersfield gets really hot. I've only experienced one other place hotter. In Bakersfield, there was a couple times when it got up to 117 in the summer, and I used to have a cool 65 Mustang Fastback, but it didn't have air conditioning, so I'd leave the windows rolled down to stay cool, but that was probably the hottest I ever got there. And another time I went to, on a church kind of retreat thing in the summer, to Palm Desert, and it was 126. That was the absolute hottest I've ever experienced. It actually hurt to breathe. You could feel like, felt like your lungs were getting cooked or something. It was kind of weird.
Hot. We had a summer place down in Bullhead City, Arizona. I've seen 121, and that's the hottest I ever care to see.
There was, on this church thing I went on before, there was a guy that thought he was being smart, or I don't know, he was kind of stupid. He like went out and walked barefoot, and just in like a couple minutes of walking across asphalt, he had literal blisters on his feet from just stepping across the asphalt.
That. But anyways, I won't keep it. I just heard you and wanted to say hi. I'm getting back on this machine. Used to work this machine 20-some years ago, and life happened, and just getting back into amateur radio just a little bit. So you have a great day. AC6IW at KG4EHV. 73, sir.
You too, 73's AC6IW.